Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Grammer live in our operations area with the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. Let's start off with the radar here. You can see the center just right off the coast, so close to the coastline, moving east-northeast about 7 miles an hour is the latest, 110-mile-an-hour winds. We're still 50 miles east-southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. So as we move slowly along the coast, gets real close to land in several different places in North Carolina, but whether it makes landfall or not, you still have a strong winds, the core winds right around that center. So wherever those make it onshore, you can have some significant hurricane force winds. The other thing that we have to talk about, these rain bands that they've been going all morning where we're seeing tornado reports. Just follow them here. Let me do that again. Follow them here, and you can see how they stretch far away from the center of the storm. And we talk about that so many times. It's not just the center. It stretches out far. Those polygons, Dennis, we've talked about all morning long. We've seen those. Those are actual tornado warnings being issued by the weather forecast offices. And all morning, we've seen tornadoes. And some of the videos, not just your small tropical spin-up, some of these have been significant tornadoes. So where's the storm going to go? Well, the forecast is still on track. So let's look at the timing. By 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, off the coast, right on the coast, real close there in North Carolina. And then tomorrow afternoon, going through the Outer Banks, 2 p.m. on Friday. And then we send this back into the Atlantic away from land. So that's what we're waiting on. But still an expansive amount of tropical storm force winds, because in those rain bands and around the center, just very gusty winds. And there's the hurricane force winds, just really close to the shore, right around the core of this system. And it depends. If you get a little wobble, a little bit to the left, all of a sudden that makes it onshore. And that's why we maintain this hurricane warning in red all the way up from South Carolina, North Carolina, where you can see some of those hurricane force winds. One update on the latest information that we have, a tropical storm warning that we posted up near Virginia in the blue there, where some areas could get some of those high winds. Remember, we draw that circle, draw the circle here, and it fits. So that's why we have some of these warnings that go up. So we're going to watch with time some of the impacts, and one of the impacts is just rainfall. So much rainfall. The Weather Prediction Center in College Park does an amazing job trying to outline areas with the highest risk of this flash flooding. So let's look. South Carolina, North Carolina, even the moderate risk in the orange, high risk in the pink, if you outline that, very big danger of flash flooding, getting too much rain, flooding roadways, creeks, and rivers. And to really outline some of that rain a little more specifically, look at some of the values that have been issued by the Weather Prediction Center, 10 to 15. Those are the values in red. So you can go from, you know, areas of North Carolina, just draw it along the coast of South Carolina. Several different areas could get 10 to 15, maybe even isolated higher amounts. In the orange, 6 to 10 inches of rainfall. I mean, that's just dangerous. And notice that fits that high risk perfectly. So those are the areas that can get some flash flooding. Just to remind people, you know, don't drive your car while water covers the road. We have a saying, turn around, don't drown. It's so important. Just looking at the last 3 years with tropical systems, inland flooding causing so many fatalities, and half of those were automobiles. So there's a barricade. If there's water on the road, turn around, don't drown. So dangerous as we go through the next couple of days. And remember, some of those rivers, when they do flood, even when the system is gone, some of those rivers can still be in flood for days afterwards. So let's take a look at the storm surge. Some updates here. This is a brand new map around Charleston, starting to see those winds come around and eventually sending the water out. The storm surge blown in, and then the winds subside, and then gravity and some of the north wind blows some of that out. So we're updating the values 2 to 4 feet there. But as we move up towards Myrtle Beach, 5 to 8, and then going into North Carolina, 4 to 7 foot. What do these values mean? That's inundation. That's above ground. That's water up your pant leg. That's not just on the barrier islands through here, through North Carolina, that you get the Pamlico Sound. Water gets blown into the Sound up these rivers, and where those channels narrow, you can actually see those channels narrow. That's where the water piles up. So sometimes we get some of the high water values well inland, not just on that barrier island, but well inland, miles and miles inland. You can still see some of this flooding, and you put the rain on top of it, tough to drain. It takes a while to drain. It's easier to blow the water in than it is to drain. So we got to keep an eye on that with time. So water, the most dangerous component of these systems, got a ways to go. We got today, and we got much of tomorrow, and then by tomorrow evening, we'll start sending this system off the coast. Dennis, we got an interesting thing to do with the Facebook Live and meet a crew that we don't normally get to see. If you pan around, I mean, look at all the computers here at the National Hurricane Center. We got computers that display weather data. We got computers that display products and services that we create to maintain contain all this stuff, AWIPS, the website. It's just a lot of information. I want to introduce everybody to the computer programmers behind the scenes that, well, keep us running. If you don't have a foundation, the house is wobbly, so to speak. So let's go meet them. If I can find them, we'll say hi to Jessica on the way. How are you? We'll go back in here. Go visit them. So you think about all the products that you see on the website, you see all the computers, even back here, all the computers. It's a crew back here that, well, what can I say? They keep us running because if we don't have the computers, we don't have the systems, everything collapses. There's a lot of computers in here. So wanted to come back here and introduce an amazing team of people. Introduce yourselves and tell us what you do.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Stevenson. I'm one of the satellite product developers here at the National Hurricane Center.
My name is Chris Mellum, and I work in TSB, which is the science branch, and our job is to really make sure the data is flowing to the forecasters, and we have the model data and all the observations so they can make timely forecasts.
Hi, I'm Matt Underlundy in the technology and science branch. I'm the webmaster for the Hurricane Center, and I also do some science development for us. So do things like monitor the website, make sure products are updating like they're supposed to. But then we also get to do some science where we derive some probabilities, see how some of our metrics are doing. And then if you look over here on the right, you can see we're monitoring all the data that's flowing into the Hurricane Center. Need to make sure we have all of our models and our observations coming in so that the forecasters are getting what they need out there.
So it's the tools, it's the systems, it's our products that we have on the website. It's every computer in this place has to be maintained. If we don't have that, everything collapses. We can't do the mission. So these folks are a massive part of the mission. Unless things run, we can't serve America with our watches and warnings and our forecasts for hurricanes. So definitely wanted to see them back here. Appreciate all your hard work. It's been a long time of coming that we came back here, I think, Dennis. So I'm glad we're able to do that. But Hurricane Dorian, got a few more days. Water, please be careful out there with the storm surge and the rain. And remember, turn around, don't drown. Let's not move those barricades. Let's stay away from the water where it covers the road. Let's be safe over the next few days. This has been Ken Graham here live at the National Hurricane Center.